Welcome to the Afro Ruby, a podcast sharing stories and inspirational insights from women in Africa, young and mature, to hear how they navigate life journeys, share what inspires them, and some of the challenges they've overcome. I am your host, Nonye Mpo Omotola. Welcome to the Afro Ruby podcast, where we amplify the voices of young and mature women in Africa who are shaping the future. And today we've got two beautiful ladies early in the Saturday morning who are all the way from East Africa, from Nairobi, the beautiful city of Nairobi in Kenya. I have Mohaki Mundai and I also have Karimi Wamai. Did I spell the name incorrectly? Because your face has changed. Mundia.
Mundia.
Oh, Mundia. Okay, so we'll go with that. And I am your host, Nonye Mpo Omotola. And here you can see we have lots of laughs. There is no prescribed information that we're going to share with you today. It's just all about elevating. We're talking about elevating the year 2025. But before we go into that, I would like to ask our beautiful ladies to introduce themselves. So Karimi can start first because she's our new guest, someone that I don't know, I haven't met, and who has graciously joined us today, followed by Mohaki. So over to you, Karimi.
Oh, I'll accept. Thank you so much, Nonye, for having me. How do I define myself when I have so many parts? I am fearless. I am funny. I tend to think of myself as funny. I'm an extrovert. I am a dog mom to two twin dogs who are ridiculously spoiled. I love shooting when I'm free, going to the shooting range.
Shooting?
Yeah, pow pow.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Pow pow, okay. Pow. Right, okay. Pow, pow.
As a form of discipline and also as just a way to center myself. I am a girl in work in progress, who is always, always just so dynamic. In a cliche way, I'm also a daughter, a friend, a sister. I'm a champion of my girlfriends and sisterhood. In terms of career,
I identify
as an entrepreneur. Is that to say identify as that when it comes to entrepreneurship?
No, you do. You say if that's what you are, that's what you are. Yeah, right? So, and we love it. Just tell us what you sell. What are you selling? What did you sell?
So I'm in three particular fields: real estate, hair beauty, and a little bit of agriculture. I am a failed techpreneur. In the year 2020, when everyone was getting into that, I also dipped my feet, but a lot of lessons were learned. So I also believe, as I said, in learning to improve yourself, very Kaizen kind of girl. And you guys will get to know me more as the podcast progresses.
Fabulous. Well, that's very good. I mean, because actually this is our first episode, I forgot to say that, for 2025. And so as our listeners will be listening, you're obviously meeting Karimi and you're meeting Mohaki for the first time online. Towards the ending, or when we finish, I want you guys to also nominate people that you feel we should be talking to on the Afro Ruby, who can share some of their knowledge, their insights, and their background. So Karimi has told us about being a pow pow shooter for discipline and being balanced, and she's also told us about her dogs. What breed are your dogs?
So they're a designer breed, so they're a German Shepherd dogs, so a little bit of German Shepherd and Labrador. Mad spoiled, really. They run me. They sleep on my bed, follow me everywhere, eat salmon. Is it
salmon
on a Sunday?
Oh my goodness.
They have brunch.
I love salmon. I mean, yeah, but.
And steak.
Oh my God, they're really enjoying. What are their names?
Panther and Sparky. So Panther is the babe.
Aww.
And Sparky is my little baby boy.
Oh,
yeah, I'm so millennial.
I think I'm going to align with Sparky because one of my nicknames is Sparkles.
Ooh.
And people call me Sparkles. Yeah, so.
I see.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking, is it people call me or I decided to call myself? No, actually, was it Sparkle? Yeah, so Sparkle is a name. So I think I'm aligned with Sparky. But whatever the case, Karine, thank you so much. And lovely to hear about your businesses as well. Mm-hmm. Hair and beauty, real estate, they are key focus areas of mine. And maybe later you can tell us how far you go in terms of real estate. Are people able to buy from different countries mm-hmm. across the continent into Kenya, or you just deal with the local market and local indigens? So you can tell us all about that later. And dear Mohaki, over to you, my darling. Can you please introduce and tell us a bit about yourself?
Okay, Karimi forgot to mention a few things. She's a fellow feminist, like all three of us here. And she's really huge on self-development. And that's one of our key, that's how we bond like the most.
That's fantastic.
Let me talk about myself. So usually people call me Kaki, which helps most people. Noni I think because Noni, we met when you were calling me Mwehaki, so it's just stuck.
Yeah, but I'm not a Kaki fan. No. I like the full name. Yeah.
All right. Okay, so professionally, I'm a comms specialist, and that's how I met Nonye. We are both in the comms field, mm-hmm. and we met as colleagues, but now we're like sisters.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm the big sister. She's a little one. Yeah,
like my big sis, and it's so awesome. And I'm very passionate about holistic wellness, so like self-care, everything from fitness, from dancing, swimming. I box as well in the gym.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, honestly. It's like I've just finished doing a 10-kilometer walk. I'm like, okay. And then next minute, I'm out of the door. I'm going boxing. I'm like, okay. And now I'm in the dance hall or dance class. Like, okay.
Just it centers me mentally, but also I like seeing gains on my body. Like I like to see, like, you know, like define the definition that working out gives you is nice too. Yes. But also, like, I'm really big on spiritual
I'm still waiting
wellness.
For that definition, by the way. Anyway, continue. For myself. For myself.
Don't focus on it. One day you'll look at yourself and you'll be like, whoa.
Wow. Okay.
So just be patient.
Okay.
That's right. What, like, in 6 months. Don't stress.
Okay. 6 months.
We'll talk about that in the goal setting.
Okay.
Detaching from the results.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. And then I love spiritual wellness. One of the things I want to do this year is go for a spiritual retreat. I don't know how we're going to do it, but it's on my vision board.
Oh, wow.
Like a meditation retreat kind of thing, because I meditate every morning. Well, most mornings. Mm. Today, I just rolled out of bed.
Oh, wow.
But I'm also a big, like, I'm a feminist and I'm a firm believer in community. I love when people come together who are like-minded. It's one of my favorite things, as well as books. I wish I could show you, because I'm in my office, and it's just, I have like 250 books now.
Oh,
and
wow.
Nonia can attest, because every time we've traveled with you, we look for bookstores. When we're in New York, we look for bookstores. When I came to SA, you took me to the bookstores.
And coffee. Yeah.
And coffee. Oh, I love coffee. I love wine too.
I think we're on the same page there. Yeah. Me three.
Like Nonia, I want to get married in a wine farm.
Yes.
In Cape Town.
Ooh, so and I'll be there. I'll be your I can't be your maid of honor. I can be something in your wedding, but
you'll be one of the very few guests, because it's gonna be small.
Like my one was. Yes. Yes.
Like,
yes.
Yours is my dream. That's what I want. Aww. But basically, that's a little about me. Oh, and I'm 36 years old.
Oh, wonderful! Lovely for you to share your age. I won't be doing that on this
me
show,
neither.
But anyway, just know I'm on level 5, as they say. Level 5. I know people say you don't really look it, but yeah, that's where I am. I'm very proud of my background, my experience. I'm proud of my kids and my family, my husband, everything. But guys, it's not about me. Mm. It's about the Afro Ruby podcast and the Afro Ruby guests. And I'm so honored that you guys have shared your Saturday morning with us today to talk about elevating 2025. And I really love the eclectic nature of both of you and in your wellness and the different things that you're passionate about and some of the things that you're aligned on in terms of your experiences, right? Mm-hmm. So before we start getting into elevating for 2025, which we have said, guests, is not prescriptive. No. You all must have set your goals by now. I mean, Mohaki and I, this year, we started talking about the words, our words for the year. What are our words for the year? And I got that from a friend of mine who said, I'm inviting you for New Year's Eve, but we're not going to talk about goals. We're going to talk about elevating, or talking about the words that we want to use to describe us for 2025. So my word that I chose was elevate. right?
Elevate.
Yeah. And elevate then helped me to think, how am I going to elevate across every single facet of my being, whether it's exercise, whether it's career, whether it's my podcast, whatever it is, my family, how am I elevating? And so, but before we go into that, and before I ask you for your words for 2025, I would really like you to just tell me about some of the wins that you've had for 2024. What did you set out to do in 2024? And what were maybe some of your wins or a distinct win for 2024? And that's going to go to Karimi first, and then Mahaki, you can follow.
Oh, yay.
Thank you.
First of all, I love the word elevate. I'll definitely be borrowing it as part of
Thank
it
you.
For my 2025-2026. But wins of 2024, on terms of career, I opened a store brand, a physical store.
Oh, wow.
That was a big win.
Oh, my goodness.
A lot of travel, both for business and both for social. Also as a group, a trip we manifested in 2020 or put a goal towards in 2023 or for 2023 was actualized in 2024 and now has created an annual trend between Mihaki, myself, and our other best friend, her sister.
I think I was a bystander of that. I didn't see it, but
I
felt it. Yeah.
It was all kinds of magical. We gave a lot of best goals on that trip.
I love that.
Yeah.
I
so, man, the wins were a lot. I relearned how to walk on a cane because I had a car accident. And that's a big win for me. So I was hit by a car on a pedestrian crossing. And what I thought at that moment would be the worst moment actually put me in reshape. I learned how to walk. I learned about how strong my body is and how my mind was very, very strong. And so for
wonderful.
Me, that is a win.
Congratulations on that.
A win from a very...
massive win.
Yeah, massive win.
Yeah.
So my list is so long. I could go on... on it, but also my
but I mean those ones are very significant.
They are. And also on friendship goals, we really immersed on that. I'm huge on my friendships, and also for myself, I used to have such a how do I put it, angry or confrontational personality or side to myself, and I won in calmness. Towards the end of the year, I came out being so calm, leading with love, leading with compassion. And I think there's different perspectives to wins, right? Where we've been conditioned to look at it as only, where excellence is only career or education. For mine, it was very, very holistic. So
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your work walking with your stand, with your and your store. Opening. What do you sell in your store?
So I sell braids, hair braids, imported hair, with a future goal where we'll get into it of opening up a factory in the continent, because
I love that.
Yes.
Do you have French curl? Have you got French curl, human hair?
French curl is my biggest, fast moving. It's my FMCG.
I'm coming to Nairobi. Yeah. I'll come and buy the French curl human hair. That's what I'm looking for at the moment.
I got you on that.
Okay.
When you come, Nonye, we'll plan for it.
Yeah.
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. And also regarding how you shifted from being angry to being more calm and more loving. I don't know how you did that. I think that's a very intentional thing to focus on. And you know, because all of us say, oh, I'm just like that. Oh, I'm an introvert. I describe myself as being an introvert. I've been told not to use that language ever again and to focus. People don't know me. People don't know me that they'll say, no, yeah, what? But really, I am an ambivert. And I have moments where I can't, when I'm with people, I get drained and then I just hide. Right? And people don't understand it because they see the other side of me and they're thinking, oh my God, but she's so bubbly and she's always smiling and what. But the other side of me is that I can be very, very quiet, withdrawn and all of that. So I have also this year been intentional with my friendships. I'm trying to be intentional whereby don't hide. So yesterday I went out with a friend of mine and it was very intentional. I set it up to see her. we discussed, it was lovely, we hugged each other afterwards. We do see each other, but not on a regular basis. And then, and she said, no, we got to share the bill. And I said, no, we're not sharing the bill, because then you have to be intentional about inviting me out for next time. Do you understand? So it's not, there's no sharing here. Then we forget each other until 2026. So you will now. So I love the intentionality around friendships. Friendships and family, very, very important to me as well. But thank you for sharing that. Mohaki, over to you, please.
Okay. Wow, Nonye. Okay, so I think we all have the same friendship goals, because mine, one of my biggest goals last year was building community, and that's friendship, right? Because I figure, even with our goals, having the right system and the people around you really helps elevate you, elevate. Right?
Yeah,
because your friends, the right friends, hold you up to your goals.
100%.
And I think that's really important. And community has been big for me. But last year, I was able to even, on my birthday, I threw a vision board party. So, and brought many people together. And one of the things I got from that was, I'm really good at bringing people together. And I was like, this is just, it feels very natural to me. And I think I'm able to make friends in different sectors. Like, how I found you, Nonye, was just, it feels like a bit miraculous. And it's just nice. I love friendship goals. And friendship goals are so important to me. So that's really big. But the other thing I'm very proud about is I changed my relationship with food. So I hired a life coach. You saw, Nonye, when we were traveling, I'd take photos of the food I'm having, because I hired a life coach who works as a nutrition coach, actually, mainly, but around mindset and our mindset around food and our bodies. So because we grew up with the skinny culture, right? So everyone on TV was super, super thin, and that was a standard of beauty. But now there's no way that's beauty. Like, there's no way. We are all beautiful in all our curves. But then I used to associate not eating with skinniness, and skinniness was a standard of beauty for me. But that changed last year when I got the life coach, who's like a nutrition coach, but she really, really works with mindset. And I think with anything, mindset is what alters and shifts and makes that shift for us. Wow. So changing my relationship with food, where I don't think if I don't eat, I'm going to be skinny. And now I have three good meals. And I'm just what's the quality of food I'm eating? That has changed me.
Wow.
I'm still struggling with body image issues, but I can see it now. And I think observing it and seeing when you're struggling is a big one. Wow. Because then you're able to say, okay, that was the old khaki.
Yes.
Let's come back. Yeah. So that has been really big for me too.
Yeah. I love that. Because you always say, I'm prepping. I'm thinking, oh God, what is it prepping? On the other side, my eyes are rolling on the phone.
I can tell. If I don't prep, then I will starve. Then I will order the wrong food, because I'm starving and I'm eating from starvation.
Yes.
So I learned that you don't need to starve to lose weight. And when I lost weight without being hungry all the time, I was like, damn, so this is doable. You cannot be hungry and you're still losing weight. But also, mainly, your body looks good in all its forms, right?
Yes,
and when in our 30s, it doesn't look the same as when we're skinny in our 20s. Drink and eat the worst food and still be super
skinny.
Thin.
Yeah, that's gone. For me, at least, that's long time ago.
It's way too soon for me. We had it was like an existential crisis. So I'm like, why does my body look so thick all the time? But it's thick is good. Thick is good and it's beautiful.
Thank you for sharing that. But first and foremost, I don't associate it with you in that kind of context. I just see you as beautiful Mohaki, the same way I'm now seeing Karimi as beautiful Karimi. I don't look at people based on body size, body image, and I'm not sure you ever heard me making fun of people because of size. I don't think that's something. I'm also conscious of body image as well, and I'm trying to be on a disciplined journey because of health to do my exercise. I don't think I would go as far as prepping, but I admire you when you tell me you're prepping for your food and stuff. And when you talk about friendships, I really I think it's very, very obvious that we've become very close to a lot of people. And even the other day when you were calling me, my son said, "Oh, Mohaki, your bestie is calling." So, bestie, yeah, like one of my favorites is what he's trying to say. And indeed, that's what we've become. And I really do admire how you your thinking. So sometimes when I'm doing something, I'll say, "What would Mohaki do if it was in this situation?"
Aww.
Yes. Aww. Yeah. The same way you say to me that that's what you would do. Mm-hmm. Because because as someone who's younger than me and who has become not just someone that I work with, but someone who also guides me, because sometimes I overdo it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm overdoing it. I overwork. I overexpend myself. And sometimes she will say to me, "Noye, come, you know, do you need that now? Are you a doctor? Is this an emergency?"
Noye, you have changed though. When I met you, you were a lot more flustered and you had to get things done all the time at this moment. And now recently, the other day I was speaking to someone and I asked you about her and you're like, no, she's handling it. And I was like, what? Noye is letting go?
Yeah.
And then yesterday when you didn't call about this podcast, because I thought Noye is going to call and she's going to stress about all the little details, you did not.
You didn't say that.
You did not call. Yeah. You are letting go. And I'm so proud of you.
Even when you called, I'm thinking, what is it? Is there something wrong? When you call today, I'm thinking, are they cancelling? Are they not?
No, because I'm so used to you doing that. I was like, is Noye okay?
I know. So that has been something. So letting go. So anyway, before we go quickly into 2025, and I'm sure our guests are picking up on some things that they can sort of like tune into and say, oh, maybe not. But what is your one word for 2025? Mohaki, you go first and then Karimi. What's your one word?
Okay, we talked about this. In fact, you motivated this because you told me your word was elevate. And I was like, oh my God, it's Feb. I support you in February and I haven't figured this out. But my word is purposeful. And I think it links to intentionality, which is one of the things that I think with setting our goals and even how we move every day, intentionality is a big part of it. But I want to be intentional that I am doing it everything has to be done in a purposeful way. So beyond career, our mindset goals, our friendship goals, community goals, all the goals, our body goals, right? Mm. Our health goals, it needs to be done in a purposeful way, not just because we are expected to do this.
Yes.
It needs to be intentional and purposeful. So my word is purposeful.
Love that. Karimi, what's your one word?
First of all, allow me to just add to some of Mihaki's wins that she didn't mention. And
yes,
as a witness in her life, but moving into a much more beautiful home and redesigning it to her own comfort.
Totally
was
that.
Such a big win to be a witness of, because we've been friends for over 15 years. So we've scaled the ladder together and we really started from the pits, right?
That's beautiful.
Nairobi to now, brokies. We're two broke best friends. Mm. And to see how Kaki has been able to win in her home, to see how she's redesigned done her internal architecture in her home. Oh my God, it is so beautiful to be a witness.
Beautiful.
Of that. So
thank
that
you,
was a really lovely win to
totally
be a
that.
Witness to. And
thank
for
you.
My word, I came up with it on my birthday last year, December the 16th. And it was secure. And because we are all inbuilt in such a dopamine global society, we're so inbuilt to be insecure. Everything is just, either triggering us to look a certain kind of way, to drive a certain kind of car, to, fly in a certain cabin. We're all trying to be showstoppers, and I decided that my word for this year will
sometimes
be...
Sometimes it's health-related, though. That showstopper cabin thing is health-related sometimes. Completely.
But because I had been so insecure for a long time, it seemed to not be achieving my goals. But the moment I started achieving or setting my intentions from a space of security or being secure, I can definitely see a big shift in that. So my word for this year is secure in my friendships, very secure in my career. I'm secure in my body. I am secure in my finances. So
come on now, preach that to us. Secure.
Secure.
Come on. Hey. Secure. Purposeful. Elevate. Guys, are you hearing?
It's a title. Mm-hmm. It's a book title.
It's a title. So how would you stay motivated? Do you think, because now today's the 1st of March, right? It's our first episode and for the Afro Rubies, that I've been waiting to hear from us. how would we stay motivated in the things that we're setting intentionally for this year? So, Karimi, yours is about secure. How do you stay intentional? Is that just mindset? Do you have to be cognizant of it? If any challenges come your way, would you still stay secure? Tell us about that.
Oh, completely. But it also comes from a place of compound interest, something I completely believe in. This is, being secure is a practice you've had. You'd have had to have. You just don't wake up one morning and like, okay, I'm going to be secure.
I'm going to be secure today.
Yeah, like nothing like that. So that is my belief. Like if I'm going to be secure in the body I want to look like, I will take my walks. So I might not see the results, but I'll be secure in it. I'll jam to my music. I'll walk my 10,000 steps a day. If I'm going to have reading goals, I'm not going to start with a 600-page novel. I'm going to start small. And so security, I believe, is built on small compound interest. Atomic Habits is that book that was going around in 2020.
I'm loving these phrases. Atomic, what's it? Atomic interest?
Atomic Habits, compound atomic interest. Habits. Small, small.
Atomic Habits.
Yeah. Small, small goals build security.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yes, I love that. Yeah. So basically what you're saying is that there should be consistency. But how consistent or how big it is up to you. Try and start. Just start. Start. As Nike would say, just do it. But just start and then just continue. And I think that resonates with me because when I tell her, I was in the gym today, and she's like, no, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
I don't sound like and that, say,
oh, I love you, Nonye. I love her.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, I really love that she's proud of me because I really, in my mind, I'm thinking, I know I'm not going to see those results that you want to see. But because of my health, it's my health that's really driving me. Because of my health, I will continue this journey. And hopefully the other results will come and I'll see them. It may not be now, but I don't even give myself a target. Next year is my 15-year anniversary with my husband. And we want to celebrate it. I don't want to celebrate it, you know, in a body that I'm not happy with, or in a way that unhealthy way, or that I'm still taking pills or something, that maybe I would have reduced some of the pills taking and I will be healthy. So that is that atomic habits or compound interest. Those definitely resonate with me, as they should with other guests. Mahaki, and you?
And there's a phrase that consistency over intensity. That's why I'm so proud of you every time you do it.
Yes.
Like, don't focus on the intensity. Just every day, just do, even if it's 15 minutes.
Minutes,
if it's 10 minutes. Just building the habit is actually the hardest thing. And I see that with Karimi as well. She's not going to, like, doesn't have to be the gym. It's going to be a walk.
Walk,
right?
Yeah,
if you're going to the gym, it doesn't have to be the most intense 20-hour thing. You just go for 20 minutes, walk on the treadmill and come back, and that's fine. Building that habit. Yeah, it's a neural pathway thing. So just getting your body used to waking up and doing something changes the neural pathways of your mind. So instead of then waking up and scrolling on your phone, for example, which is one of our biggest, it's a cheap dopamine hit. But that's why we feel depleted, because it's cheap dopamine, versus why we don't feel depleted when we move, because that's actually like holistic dopamine.
And that's like meditating?
Yeah, it's like meditating.
From meditating, you can get dopamine?
You do.
And from praying? Choose to pray,
Just, so there are different types of dopamine hits. They're the cheap dopamine hits we get when we scroll, when we gossip, and then easy things.
Even gossip.
No, I know.
Gossip be sweet.
I'm rolling my eyes. I'm thinking.
Gossip is a serious dopamine hit, and it's a cheap one. That's why we
are you serious? Is gossip a dopamine thing?
Yes.
Tell me the truth.
But then there's the great dopamine hit from achieving a to-do list. Every time we tick something on our to-do list, we get a dopamine hit. And every time but those are more like, it's like eating sweet potato versus eating, let's say, like, crispy fried onion rings. Both of them are food, but one lasts longer in your system, Yeah, and one is more complex, so it releases energy over a longer time versus onion rings that will fill you up in the moment and satisfy that craving. But then in like 20 minutes, you're hungry. So that's what cheap dopamine hit versus like a really holistic dopamine hit. But gossip is important. Yeah. That's it. It helps.
Yeah, I'm not going to really. Just, we'll call it gist. Let's just call it gist.
Gist. Gist. Let's call it gist.
But the essential thing you're saying is that if you want to get a dopamine hit, look for the things that are going to benefit you. Because some of the things that we do don't really benefit us. All this scrolling and watching and reading other people's lives is not really the thing that's going to really help you to grow. Yes, you know, a little bit of getting news here and there, but to focus on yourself and the time that we have, because everybody has 24 hours in a day. And I always imagine, like, if all of us have 24 hours in a day, how do we use it? How are successful people using their time and becoming successful, and, you know, they stand out? What are they doing and what am I not doing, right? And so that's one of the things. So Mahaki, what else, how will you maintain your purposefulness this year?
Okay. All right. That was a question. I totally forgot the question. So that consists just remembering consistency, but also I think I want to be okay with adapting and changing. With if I see, I want to be adaptable, basically. I want to be able to start and stop and change tactics and see how that feels. But also I want to be really intentional in, for example, when I say I want to be 60 kgs, for example, why? Is it because is it a health thing? And you cannot tell me 64 kgs and 60 kgs makes any difference in health. So I want to be more intentional on why I'm setting my goals. If I want to set a reading goal of 300 books, but why is it because on TikTok people are reading 300 books? Like that's the intentionality I want to make setting my goals with. But I also want to be adaptable in that if that doesn't work, then how am I going to, so if I can't read 60 books, 50 books is fine. 50 books is fine, just 50 good quality books, right? Yeah. Or 64 kgs is fine, but I feel great, right?
I love that.
You know.
I used to be 54 back in my day, 54. Yeah, when I was much younger. Yeah.
54 is little. That's actually
I was 54. I used to struggle between 54 and 58. Short. Yeah. Yeah, and you're shorter. Yeah, so I was 54 and 58. No. When you say this and you're short, we are the same height.
I'm not going to join in conversation.
Don't worry, Karime. When you meet me, you will see. 11. She likes me. No, my mom is 4'11". My mom is 4'11". I am 5'4". And she tells me that she's 5'4". No, and I'm like, oh, Mihaki, please.
There's no way I hold you like you're this short, like you come
don't
here.
Don't mind her, Karimi. Don't mind her. Don't mind her.
So I solve this.
Yes, don't worry. Karimi will solve it for us. Don't worry. So that's lovely. So being adaptable, being able to change, being able to navigate change and move along with it, as opposed to being so rigid and saying, I said I'm going to do this and I must do that. I struggle with that when I go to the gym, I have to say. If I say I'm going to do a walk and it's 3 kilometers, or if I say I'm going to do 4 kilometers today, I do it. And sometimes I don't want to do it, but I force myself to do it. And I need to let go of that, because like you said earlier, if it's 15 minutes, if it's 1 kilometer, if it's whatever, just do it. Because when you start setting those stringent limits to yourself, you may fail. You may decide, you know what? It's like going to a gym and someone's like doing serious boot camp and you're not mentally ready for a serious boot camp. You're not going to come back. You're going to struggle with that, as opposed to just continually just doing your thing, right? So that's good. So I've heard what you've said, both of you have said, but I just want to say that sometimes there's some obstacles that can come your way. How do you deal with those obstacles? How, you know, maybe there's a fear. Maybe you've got imposter syndrome. You know, not you. I'm talking for everyone else, and you may have, but how would you deal with that, knowing fully well that I'm going to be purposeful. I'm all about being secure. How would you deal with things to do with like, those kind of obstacles or challenges, or for people outside who may be thinking like, oh, but I can't because, you know, I'm not as good as the other person, right?
Mm-hmm. And I think we all have that, right?
Yes, we do. All of us have it. Karimi, for you, sorry.
Grace is the answer. At the end of the day, if you can't do it on that one day, the day will end. Tomorrow is a new day. I think being raised African is both a blessing and a challenge, because we are raised to constantly excel in everything
that we
do. There's no one bad day.
Even cooking, running, everything, work, appearance, beauty, hair, hence the hair, the French curl, human hair is being requested,
It's on its way. But we're not taught to give ourselves grace. And then in adulthood, we're wearing so much of imposter syndrome. We're walking around with so much imposter syndrome. And I've learned to do exactly that, to lead myself with compassion, to lead myself with grace. And most importantly, at the end of the day shall end. If I didn't excel in my goal today or this week or this month, it's okay. I have next month. There's 365 days in a year, 366. Truly, you'll only remember how the bad days grew you. So it's part of the process. So that is my that is how I walk with it. That is how I stand on it.
When you say sorry, I just wanted, when you just said you will only remember the bad days that grew you.
Yeah.
So you're saying you remember the days of failure?
It will even come out as funny. So I'll give the experience with me and Hakim, or me and my friendships. When we're talking about experiences that shaped us in like a negative environment, we do it with humor now. At that particular point, it felt like there was no way we could get out of it. But it was really a lesson, right? So you, at the end of the day, with a bad day ending, You won't remember it. At the end of the tunnel, where there's light, where that light is, famous says, you'll remember the bad days, but as a stepping ladder for the good day.
For growth.
The sun will always shine.
That's fantastic.
But always lead yourself personally with grace. Give yourself grace.
I love that. Give yourself grace. And at the same time, life is not all about success every single day, though, is it? That's not life. If you don't succeed in something today, doesn't mean you're not going to succeed in something tomorrow, or next month or this year. And I think sometimes we are, those expectations or those triggers that you mentioned earlier make us feel, oh my god, oh, I'm not this good, or I, because I failed, or because I didn't get the job, this job, I'm not going to get another job tomorrow, or a similar kind of job that I like, or even a better job. You always stand from where your last experience, as opposed to knowing, as you say, that you're walking in grace, and that every experience is something that will teach you for better. But it's just for us to continue to push on. Is when we stop, trying to be purposeful, or when we stop trying to be secure, or when we stop trying to elevate, that's when we become stunted in growth. Okay.
Oh, wow. Right. First of all, Nonia, you're a really good communicator. Kaki had mentioned
she's
it.
She's amazing.
And
I told her, I told her, be prepared.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys. One of my very good friends, another bestie of mine, said to me, at the beginning of this year, I was like, oh, I'm overwhelmed. Oh, work. I'm not sure. Can I do the podcast this year? I'm doing it alone. I'm doing this. And she said, Nonia, she came. She came to visit me. And that's a shout out to Mimi. She came out all the way to visit me. And she said, she brought, you know, salad, chicken, everything. We sat down in the garden and she said to me, it's not about the who, or is it not about the how? Hang on, let's just think. It's not about the who, because I mentioned this to you. It's not about the who. You have to think about what you can do, not the how. What are you good at? And so thank you for saying I'm a good communicator, because then she said, you're a good host. Focus on being the host. You don't focus about social media, digital media, editing, production, what. Focus on being, and I think that's for everybody as well. Focus on what you're good at. Focus on where your gift or your skills lie. Everything else will come. That, remember that saying that they say, build and they will come. And that's what I'm also trying to learn this year. So thank you so much. I've received the praise. I've acknowledged it. Now I'm going to Mohaki. Mohaki, can you?
Gosh, I feel like Karimi has said everything between the both of you. Like, all but I'm very proud of you. And it's true. When you focus on what you're good on at, then you outsource the rest. Like how you've outsourced the rest of your podcast stuff. You've outsourced the studio. You've outsourced the production. Then now you're focusing on being a host. But I think what I'll pick that from watching you with a podcast. I think what I'm learning from you, Nonye, is even from you, Karimi, actually, because you're both very similar in that way, is that you just do it. Like, for example, this is your first podcast of the year, but you're like, yeah, I'm just going to do it, because we are conditioned to be like all or nothing. Like, if we're not doing it every week, then we are failing.
That's
and that
right.
is so stressful. And as women, and I think as people, it's you're supposed to, your body should be great. Your skin should be great. You should be a great mom. You should be a great spouse. Your hair should be perfect. Like, it's everything. Like
eyes rolling again.
Your to-do list for work is hectic. You're supposed to be great at what you do at work, but also great at, like, managing the politics at work, but also great at, like, speaking up in meetings. Oh, my God. It's, like, so stressful. So I'm starting to drop that. I listened to a book at the beginning of the year called Let Them by Mel Robbins, and I listened to it on Audible, and it's called The Let Them Theory, where she says for 100% a lot of these things that we have, a lot of our goals, we are the ones who are stressing about it. And when we think about it, we are constantly thinking about what other people are thinking about us. But when you let people think, let them think what they want to think. I'm just going to be consistent. If I can't do it every day, I'm going to do it every month. I'm just going to make slow little progress towards every goal I have, and let everyone talk, because for real, let them.
And I think I need to listen to that. Let them, because that will also further enhance thinking and mindset shift, right?
Yes. It helps with that. And also, there's also a whole chapter on friendship and how you support your friends during, like, tough seasons. She has a lot of, like, she breaks it down very well, and it's like a 10-hour podcast, so you can listen when you're walking in your neighborhood or when you're in the gym.
When I'm in the gym,
I think Karim is also listening to it. I've influenced everyone. I'm like, guys, let's listen to this so we hold each other accountable.
Okay, so let them is basically what we're thinking. And I also wanted
and
to
let
say
me.
And let me let them and let me
let them think what they're going to think, say what they're going to say, but let me focus on being consistent. Let me focus on being purposeful and intentional in that way.
Guys, are you listening to this? Let them and let me, and let that resonate. Wherever you are, whoever's listening, life is not all about being perfect, right? We've heard about grace. We've heard about the one words that we're choosing for ourselves. But I love that, and I'm going to go and listen to that, and I would encourage everyone to listen to. Mohaki's like a, I don't know whether she should have a library or like she should have been a librarian, but she's definitely into books, book club.
It's one of my things.
One of your things, I love that. And I think I would also add prayer, being prayerful and being in touch spiritually. So whether that's your meditation, whether, you know, that's your morning prayers, whether it's just connecting to yourself and your spirit self as well. I always say that I was extremely close to my father who since passed, and I grieve him internally, and it's hard for me to explain how I'm grieving him, but I know that he's still with me. So I'm not the one that, you know, crying from morning to night, right? But the sense of loss is big. But the sense of being safe and knowing that he's watching over is also even greater. So that I know that when things are happening, when I acknowledge him and I say, thank you, Daddy, all I have to say is thank you, Daddy. I just say thank you, Daddy, or thank you, Father. I'll say thank you, Father, as in Holy Spirit, Father. Then I say thank you, Daddy. So spirituality, having that sense of connection, knowing full well that when you wake up each morning, we didn't create ourselves, we were created. The world was created, right? So we have that acknowledgement of that spiritual sense, I think, is also grounding, and always having that gratitude, the sense of gratitude. Mm-hmm. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my children. Mm-hmm. Thank you for my place of work. Thank you for my colleagues. You know, that that also helps me as well. Thank you for my friends. You know, those things help me, because if not, if I just start my day just jumping out of bed without even having a sense of, you know, sometimes when you start in the morning, someone says, oh, did you see the news? I'm thinking, no, that's too much for me now. I need to start my day with some sense of mindfully. I don't want to jump into what happened yesterday. And so I'll often think of that later on. So yeah, so that's, very, very sound advice, I would say. So, can ladies,
can I add something to that? Oh, to
please.
Mindfulness.
Yes.
Okay, so I really love what you said about like waking up with mindfulness, because it has changed how my day looks when I wake up and meditate. And I think it's the same. Meditation is prayer, right? So it's just the different forms of prayer. But I also learned in the evenings I do a gratitude list, and it helps me like what do you call it when you're having? It's called sleep hygiene. Yeah. So it's instead of like ending the day, so you've shut down your laptop and now you expect to sleep well. You're so dysregulated. Your nervous system is short. So I've been learning to do a gratitude list in the evenings, and it helps me like calm down.
Wow.
And it's the simple things, right? It's grateful. Yes. I'm grateful for a source of income that's expected.
100%. Yes.
It's the small things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Given what's happening around the world currently,
right,
as well. Yeah.
Even
yeah.
a peaceful nation.
Peaceful
right?
nation. Yeah. Yeah.
That we peacefulness. Can do this. And people yeah. are dying. Like, my goodness. Yeah. It's a small
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nani,
being
for
grateful.
Reminding me. Yeah.
Being grateful. Okay, ladies. I'm sure our ladies are listening everywhere, but I'm going to give you one more question and then we'll begin to wrap up. Because one of you touched on women, being African women, and really being African women, what does that mean in all of this as you're trying to elevate, secure, being purpose, being grateful? And it says, how can African women better support each other in our elevation journey? How can we better support each other? Yeah. So, Mohaki, you've got a community of friends, and I see you're very close with Karimi and the other friends that you talk about and your travels. Can you tell us a little bit more about how African women can support each other better?
I love that. I think it's as simple as supporting this podcast. Like, if your friend says, I'm starting a podcast, download the podcast on your Spotify, on your Apple, listen to it, give feedback. So it starts from, I think,
Go Mohaki, the Afro Ruby podcast.
But really, right? But yes. Also, I think there's something you told me last year where you had a conversation with somebody and they said that we have our own money. Why do we not support causes towards like women's movement? And Noni and I work in an organization that's very pro-women, very pro-young people, very pro-education, because the only way you empower people is by putting them in a space where they're empowered, right? And we cannot be empowered without money, also financial inclusion and education. So
100%.
I think truly I want to start, one of my goals this year is to mentor young people, young girls.
That's lovely.
Definitely African only, because I'm very pro-black. But I think it's really important to speak to the young people, because we've made so many mistakes.
Yeah. No, definitely. I love that. To mentor young people. And I think also for me, that's why even at work, I consider myself as someone who's much older, and I like to... Is it mentor?
Yeah.
When I say not, but I'm older, experience. But I like to mentor in terms of experience. I like to mentor, and I like to pull people up or put people in a position where they can be seen and heard.
Yeah.
So that they can also, because I just feel, you know what? I've had a lot of experience and I can't always be in the limelight, right? So I think it's very important to mentor the younger ones.
Yeah.
And, so African women, you're listening, young and mature. How can you better support each other? How can we better support each other? I was with a friend, like I said yesterday, she's doing her own business, and I so admire her. She so inspires me. Shout out to Ego. She really is a bulldozer when it comes to business. And if I was nervous, this morning my son was saying, Mama, are you nervous about your podcast today? I said, not really. I'm going to be with Mohaki. But also yesterday, Ego inspired me by what she was telling me about how she does her business and how she just continues. Ever since I've known her, she's been doing business. She's always been an entrepreneur like you, Karimi. So I admire people who are doing their thing and then getting the support of other women. Her support is not just African women. Her support is women, and mostly women from, you know, America and I think England, but mostly American. And she's getting the full support and she's running her business, you know, she knows her market. And so I came and said, you know what? You know your podcast. You're a host. Just do your podcast and all the other things that you guys have said. Just keep on doing it. It doesn't matter whether it's once a month, twice a month, whatever. Don't do it on the standards of other people because that's where you start getting anxious, right?
Yeah.
So, Karimi, over to you. That question also is for you as an entrepreneur who is into real estate, who is into hair and beauty. Yeah. How can you, and spiritual wellness, how can we as African women better support each other?
I believe, first of all, what both of you guys have presented was just spot on. But I believe charity begins at home. I was telling Mihaki today that I went for my niece's academic day this month or last month. And I'll even just say out her score. It's not embarrassing. But she got 30% in our local language, Kiswahili. Mm. And she was asked, what is your goal at the end of the 6 weeks when you do your end of term? And she said, 80%, 90%. And I was like, wow. You won't get 90%, babes. Yeah, please. And I think this is important when it comes to supporting other women, and especially African women, is to be positively critical and to be also honest. To also remember to champion other women. As Kaki said, right now I'm going to tell everyone that I can, have you downloaded the Afro Ruby podcast? I'm going to personally be doing it. I'm a big believer in championing my friends for the littlest of
things. I'm going to be like Mohaki and they start crying. Mohaki can be very emotional. Let me try and hold back those tears.
Positive criticism where we... I think as a culture, we also don't tell the truth. We protect certain habits. Yes. So we also don't champion, as Kaki has said. You know, Africans, I see how Asians in Africa support each other, how other sub-tribes support each other, especially capital allocators within the VC. The moment you have... let me say a white person in your organization, you'll be assured of funding. But we have a lot of billionaires in the continent who actually don't allocate capital to other fellow Africans. So if we start supporting each other, I think that is extremely important. And also, I think on the continent is we need to support talent. As I said, I think a few minutes ago on your previous question, we are driven to excellence towards academics, towards career, but never towards talent. Mm. I have nephews who grew up in Europe and the Americas, and I compare how their talent was pushed in sports, in arts. And my other nieces and nephews raised here have just been supported academically. Why can't we then just raise holistic or mentor holistic children? So yes, charity begins at home, and I think that is how I would support, like what Kaki said, mentorship is big, cheering on my friends, cheering on my community. And even last week but one was the Oscars, Grammys, and Dochi won, right? I don't know Dochi, but the mere fact that she's a sister and, you know, her story, she has shared her experience, the fact that Thames won, just made our day so much brighter.
Go Thames! We love our Thames. Oh, I'm loving one song of hers at the moment. I think it's Unfortunate to Be Fortunate.
Yo!
Go and listen to that.
I love that song. I love the whole Born in the Wild album. It's on repeat for me.
I love it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So just really championing for women.
I love that, guys. Yes, no. I love that. Guys, are you listening? As in Afro Rubies, are you hearing what we're saying around the world? Support one another. Support your sisters. Support your brothers. Support your community. Please. That's the only way we can grow. It's great that we have other invested interests, but amongst ourselves, we need to support one another. Mm. We do, especially young people, because essentially, young people, you are the future. Yes, we are the future as well, but young people, you are the future. You're the present, actually. You're the present and you are the future. Yes. You understand? So supporting one another is important, not just for yourself, but for your community. And it gives a ripple effect. When others see you supporting, they will also want to support. There's one guy that I always watch on, I think I see him on LinkedIn, and where he's supporting people in the chess community. Have you guys seen him?
Yeah.
The Nigerian he teaches chess to young people, as in young, not even he teaches, he even discovers chess in rural, you know, areas where people are known to play chess, and he's takes them on board. I saw the other day he's getting ready to sponsor about 5 children who cannot go on to do their education, and I admire that guy. I admire him. And then what am I going to contribute to that community that he's building? Is that something I should try and be interested in? Perhaps, you know what I mean? But I think it's just about us making those tiny steps for our communities as well, which is very important. But as we begin to wrap up, I want to just say to both beautiful ladies here, this has been a very powerful conversation. I've loved talking to you, Kerime. I can't wait to meet you. You can then measure my height against Mohaki when you see us.
You know, she does the same thing to me. So on site, I'm going to have a tape measure.
Don't mind her.
I can hold you like this. Like,
you're at least
short.
It's okay.
Oh, we're
then
the same size.
Yes, it's all right. Don't worry. Afro Rubies, one day we'll all stand up on a podcast, so you will see our height, you will see how tall we are. But anyway, I want to say I've loved talking to you, and I'm sure that our guests will love. And as we've said, please listen, download, share, support communities. Think of your one words. Think of the advice we've given, which is not, as I've said, prescriptive. But how can you make changes, little changes, even if it's day by day, minute by minute, however, month by month, but just so long as you're moving an inch closer to where it is that you want to be, or how you want to be, including your health, your career, your body, your, maybe even your language, how you, we heard about, language and how, you know, we should really be an ecosystem of support for one another, right? Share your 2025 intentions with us on social media using hashtag Afro Ruby Elevates. Or you can just do hashtag Afro Ruby and just tell us what it is. And you can also nominate someone and say, oh, I think so-and-so should be on your next podcast. And I really would need you guys to support me this year. I'm doing it on my own, but I'm doing it with love, and I'm doing it with a community of women who also want to support me. So I really want to thank Mohaki today and Kerime for being part of those women, for supporting and for sharing your advice, your insights, and for sharing laughs. And when I see you, Kerime, we're going to have a nice glass of wine. Mohaki knows the one I like. Yes, yeah. Let me not go beyond two, but let me not expose myself. But yeah, 2 glasses of wine.
We'll have some wine.
Mohaki knows the wine that I like, where she took me in Nairobi. Yeah. And then for all you other powerhouse women everywhere, young, mature, loved mothers, sisters, cousins, whoever, friends, you're all powerhouses. And most importantly, you are the Afro Ruby. Thank you. You have been listening to the Afro Ruby podcast. I am Nonye Mpo Omotola. Let's keep the conversation going on our social media pages. Follow us on X, Facebook, Instagram, and on our WhatsApp channel. Make sure to subscribe to your favorite podcast platform to be notified of new episodes. Until next time, thank you for listening. And remember, you are the Afro Ruby.